Welcome to the Awaken, Heal, and Thrive podcast. This episode is called The Day I Foolishly Dared Ayahuasca to Give Me Her Best Shot. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this episode is sponsored by my book and audiobook, the number one Amazon bestseller called Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. Just go to Amazon and search for Instant Divine Assistance or click the link in the show notes. I publish both audio and video versions of Awaken, Heal, and Thrive, so take your pick. The video versions are on my YouTube channel, which is called Benjamin Bernstein Podcasts. I drop new episodes of Awaken, Heal, and Thrive twice a month. Be sure to subscribe to Awaken, Heal, and Thrive wherever you get it. And if you haven't already, be sure to click the link in the show notes for a free chance to win a full year of my Awakening Plus online membership. I announce a new winner every month. So, the day I foolishly dared ayahuasca to give me her best shot. What kind of fool would dare a powerful plant spirit teacher like ayahuasca to give him her best shot? Well, that fool was me back in June of 2009. This is the story of how Mother Ayahuasca responded to my impudence with a challenging ceremony that taught me some much needed humility. Yet, in the midst of overwhelming intensity, she was still kind enough to give me some ecstatic experiences and critical insights. A few of these insights concerned my sexuality, and I share these near the end of my tale. I'll give you a heads up before I start on that topic so you can listen without concerns about sensitive subject matter until then. This is my 10th episode of Awaken, Heal, and Thrive that focuses mostly or entirely on my experiences with master plant spirit teachers, especially ayahuasca and San Pedro. The other 9 are linked in the show notes. The shaman who facilitated these ceremonies had traveled up from Peru. He actually spoke no English, but his assistant translated, and his assistant also delighted us with his virtuoso musicianship. He was an amazing singer, played lots of instruments, and really took the energy to a whole new level. In this ceremony, there were 22 people drinking the medicine, along with 3 designated helpers who did not drink, except they did get dabs of ayahuasca on their forehead, temples, and tongue. So they were in the medicine just a little bit. We drank the medicine around 7 p.m. or so while it was still light. The ayahuasca was thick and muddy brown. You don't drink ayahuasca for the taste or the texture, you drink it for the effect. And I took a small portion, but it packed a major wallop, as I will be telling you. One big takeaway I took from that ceremony that I've remembered forevermore: think twice before you take an additional dose. What I remembered most about this ceremony was that it was my first and only time of being completely overwhelmed by ayahuasca. This was a major lesson about the consequences of hubris. My notes, when I reviewed them, said that I told Aya I had no fear and was ready for whatever she had for me. My memory, accurate or not, is that I did tell her to give me her best shot. Either way, she gave me more than I felt I could handle, and I was properly humbled. I was lost in the medicine for quite a while. Being lost in the medicine, you're physically drunk. It's hard to get up and move around. I couldn't even sit up on my own for quite a while. In fact, I was so noisy that I was disrupting the ceremony, and I had to be taken outside for an extended period. Normally, I'm so polite. I'm very conscious. Am I disturbing anyone? Can I keep quiet? But I was just delirious and didn't even know what I was doing. Or if I did know, I couldn't stop. I do remember being outside on the grass with a helper hanging out with me. And what I kept saying is, I am so not here. I am so not here. And I was trying to verbalize where I was. And I would be present in my body just enough to say that, then I'd be off. And then I'd be back in these amazing inner spaces and gone for a while. Then I'd be back and saying, I'm so not here, and back out. And I just went back and forth a bunch of times. I must have sounded like a real stoner at that point. Fortunately, the people helping me were wonderfully attentive, and amazingly, in the midst of all this intense experience, I could always concisely communicate what I needed to them. My part of me that was the observer or the thinker was always present. And that's been my experience with ayahuasca. No matter how intense the experience, there's always a conscious, present part that can think clearly and be aware of what's happening. It's not like being drunk where you're just totally gone. There's always a witness part available, at least for me. What do you do when a person is too heavy in the medicine? Well, there are ways to deal with that. One is to get them to suck on a lemon wedge. Citrus reduces the effect of the medicine, and salt also reduces it. So I got a lemon wedge with salt, And my poor helper, they were trying to get it in my mouth, and I would taste it. I was like, "That's still awful." And I would just make him take it back out. I couldn't handle it. It just tasted repulsive. And ayahuasca was talking to me. She said, "Hey, you signed up for this. You told me to give me your best shot." And she said, "We're going to be in this together until we're done." And so I was on the ride, and there was no getting off. And I was not being given the liberty of trying to reduce the intensity with lemon or salt or anything. It was just full on until it was over. So even in the midst of all this intensity, I had an amazingly multifaceted experience. It seemed like many years worth of psychotherapy all in one night. I watched ayahuasca drill down to many of my core life issues, which was really amazing. One interesting note, and usually when you do ayahuasca, the shamans say, don't drink water during the ceremony or drink just a tiny little bit. The shaman said, hey, drink water if you want. And I did actually drink a lot of water through the ceremony. That is when I could actually make myself sit up enough to drink the water. Also, at the end of the ceremony, I could tell there were some toxins left over. I didn't get them all out, although I tried. I did vomit a few times. Physical vomiting is a pretty common part of ayahuasca ceremonies. I did that several times through the night. Also, this was my first plant spirit experience that left dangling questions. Usually, by the end of a ceremony, if she raises issues, she kind of wraps them up. But this one left some danglers and things for me to work on afterwards. As I said, the assistant who did the music was amazing. It was fun to have my body being moved by the sound. It was profound. It was fun. As I said, there were hours of frequent shifting between the physical world and the spirit world, many moments of pure cosmic bliss. I could see psychically into my brain, and my brain hemispheres looked brand new and shiny. I had asked for memory repair, clarity on how I'm wired to relate, and enhanced ability to serve. All that was being served up for me. However, I got an opportunity I wasn't quite ready for. I could tell that the medicine wanted to dissolve me into unity, and I just was not ready. Later, I was able to do that. But at this point, my ego was still too attached to what I thought I was, the human, to let the unity happen. At the time, I was uncertain if I could fully surrender my ego while still being in a body on the planet. All righty, that's most of the story. I warned you that I would be talking about sexuality, and stop listening now if this topic is not appropriate for you. One, two, three. Okay, I'll keep talking. So at this point in my life, again, back in 2009, my partner Spirit Song and I had recently ended our first romantic relationship. The medicine told me that while Spirit Song was a true guide for me, I needed to veer off and gain other experiences before I could fully embrace her wisdom. And in retrospect, I could see that was very true. I was experimenting with more sexual freedom. This was a very kind of let loose time of my life. I'd never really had a let loose period in my whole life before then, and this was the time. However, ayahuasca cautioned me about dissipating my energy with excessive masturbation. And she also showed me that pornography carries dark energy and opens me to infiltration from dark entities. And I have definitely experienced that. Porn is not just a fun thing to do. All kind of entities hang out in those recordings, and they'll pop right over as soon as you start watching. So that's why I do not watch porn anymore. Been a long time. I was taught by the medicine that I needed to focus more on women's spirits and less on their bodies. I was starting to experience more subtle body energy connection at this point, and I had initially misinterpreted it as sexual energy. And she was showing me, hey, you're going to be blending more with people at a soul level, at a subtle body level. This is not sex. This is just energy blending. You need to see it as a whole separate thing. And I was learning how to do this around this time. In fact, with all these lessons, I was feeling some shame around the unskillful way I had handled sexual energy until that point, but I was grateful to the medicine for giving me a heads up on how I could do it better moving forward. If you're going to do ayahuasca work, if you can do awakening work, no stone gets left unturned. No area of life is off limits for the teachings and the growth and the opportunities. At the end of the ceremony, I was too out of it to participate in the food and socializing that most others were doing. That's a pretty common thing at the end of ceremonies. In the sharing circle the next day, I did pick up some tips for grounding myself. I learned you can touch your feet when you need to ground if you're in the midst of a ceremony or an intense process. And also, citrine, the stone, is grounding. You can rub it if you're in trouble. And you can also put a citrine between your big and index toes. And that place right there is good for grounding as well. Just a little tip in case that's helpful. So that's my story. Also, I wanted to share with you a 5-star Amazon review of my number one best-selling book. The review is titled, Really Works. So Jennifer Kastelik wrote this. She said, "This book was a great find. I was looking for affirmation ideas, and this came up, and it is wonderful. It is a quick read, and the instructions are easy. I have become much more aware of my emotions and how I am handling life. Saying these affirmations really makes a difference I can feel very quickly. It's like as many resets as I need throughout the day, with many wonderful insights along the way. What a gift." By the way, when she says affirmations, I would say invocations, but I know what she's talking about. As I mentioned earlier, my book's 15-word title is Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. If you'd like to listen, my audiobook is free if you are not yet an Audible member. Instant Divine Assistance is also available as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Click a link in the show notes to check it out on Audible or Amazon, or read it in Kindle Unlimited. Also, would you like to speed up your healing and awakening as part of an uplifting community with hundreds of dedicated awakeners? Then check out Awakening Plus, the online membership that can put your personal transformation into high gear. You can choose from about a dozen Zoom calls every month, as well as an ever-expanding archive, now more than 650 events that can profoundly change your life. You'll also benefit from 3 major courses and much more to help you awaken, heal, and thrive. To find out more, click the link in the show notes or visit awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. Thanks for being here. Once again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are wrapping up. Please leave me a 5-star rating, review, or comment wherever you're getting this episode so others can also awaken, heal, and thrive. And be sure to click the link in the show notes for a chance to win 1 free year of my Awakening Plus online membership. Thanks again for spending this time with me. I wish you infinite blessings.